From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At least 32 civilians have been killed in Aleppo in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says government troops are fighting to free civilians from what he called terrorists. Meanwhile, Russia said Tuesday that it had launched air attacks targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs provinces. In what may be his last major overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday that American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives. He also spoke about the challenges and stresses of globalization.
I firmly believe that the best hope for human progress remains open markets combined with democracy and human rights. But I have argued that the current path of globalization demands a course correction. In the years and decades ahead, our countries have to make sure that the benefits of an integrated global economy are more broadly shared by more people.
Mr. Obama's next stop is Germany. Human rights groups around the world are condemning Russia's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court as an alarming signal of Moscow's retreat from international justice and institutions. The ICC enraged the Kremlin this week by issuing a report concluding that Russia carried out a military conflict against Ukraine in early 2014 and that the resulting annexation by Moscow of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula was an occupation. This is VOA News. As U.S. President-elect Donald Trump prepares to meet with his first foreign leader Thursday, he is denying press reports his transition team is in turmoil over arguments who will get top national security appointments in his administration, writing on Twitter Wednesday that, in his words, things are going so smoothly. Trump will meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in New York. Meantime, college students across the U.S. protesting Trump's campaign policy on immigration, urging administrators to authorize safe havens on campus to protect students and employees.
It is very important for me to have a sanctuary campus. I don't want to speak in my own self-interest, but it's important in general because Trump's policies not only affect undocumented immigrants, they also affect women, LGBT members, black people, Latinos.
The protesters are calling for campuses to be named sanctuary campuses, safe places for undocumented students, barring authorities from asking for documentation or turning over undocumented students to federal authorities. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to ease the minds of those worried that the next U.S. president will destroy the global agreement to deal with climate change. Kerry spoke in Morocco at the UN Climate Conference.
While I can't stand here and speculate about what policies our president-elect will pursue, I will tell you this, in the time that I have spent in public life, one of the things I have learned is that some issues look a little bit different when you're actually in office compared to when you're on the campaign trail.
President-elect Donald Trump has spoken of ripping up the Paris Agreement on reducing greenhouse gases. He has appointed a climate change skeptic to lead his Environmental Protection Agency transition team. The U.S. and South Korea continuing their efforts to prosecute North Korea for alleged human rights violations. The United Nations official in charge of North Korean human rights and South Korean foreign affairs plan to bring a North Korean human rights resolution before the United Nations Security Council next month. The resolution would refer the North to the International Criminal Court. Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance Wednesday night in Washington after conceding the presidential election to Donald Trump a week ago. Clinton admitted that coming to the event wasn't the easiest thing for her, but she said the five young men and women the fund was saluting never gave up after facing violence, poverty, and abandonment. The president of the Children's Fund said called it a love-in for Clinton. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.